Good afternoon, everyone. This is Larry Phillips, and we're continuing in our discussion of the book, The Ark and the Dove. We're ready for part five, but before I get into that, I want to give a special announcement regarding some of the things that Walt Stickle and I have worked on together over the past few years. Walt compiled a book that he put together by a group of authors, and I just want to mention it because you can get this book. It's full of really valuable information, and it is entitled
we've compiled this book, The Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy. Walt Stickle's the one that put this together. I helped him get it published on Lulu. You can go to lulu.com to get the book. There's two books, book one and book two. And it covers a lot of the information that we've been covering in this Ark of the Covenant. And so I would highly recommend if you can, to get your hands on it, just go to lulu.com and type in the Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy, and there's two books, and it has the whole thing about the Founding Fathers, the Jesuit influence on the Founding Fathers. It gets into Catholicism, Babylonian sun worship, Mary worship, saint worship, Constantine, answers the question about, was Peter the first pope, sun worship in the papal office, papal immorality, infallibility claims, unmarried celibacy required by the priest, and the mass sun worship, and Easter sun worship, and Christian sun worship, Christmas sun worship. And anyway, this is full of valuable information. The other thing I'd like to say is that probably the best website that covers the most information about this subject, by the way, you don't have to buy this book. You can go to granddesignexposed.com, grand, G-R-A-N-D, design, D-E-Z-I-S-I-G-N-E-D, exposed.com, and you can actually read this book through the PDF format. And also, the best website is that website to expose Catholicism. GrandDesignExposed.com is put together by Walt Stickle. Years of work he's put into this website. So I would highly encourage you visit the website, you share it with your friends and your loved ones, post it on all your social media, granddesignexposed.com. You can go down, scroll down, and there's a list of different subjects on the left-hand side, and you can actually read this parts of this book of The Ark and the Dove, and it explains about it. Just go down to the left-hand side, scroll down to the buttons, and find Ark and the Dove, and you can get your boat loaded, so to speak, by going to that. So that's what I would recommend that you do. So the last time, now I'm going to try to keep this under 30 minutes because I have found that BitChute does not like to publish any videos that are over about 25 minutes, so I might try to keep this just under 25 minutes. Today we're going to be talking about John Carroll, and we've been talking about the Carroll families. There's Charles Carroll, there's John Carroll, there's Daniel Carroll. We've already covered pretty much Charles Carroll and his son, but today we're gonna talk about John Carroll. And like I said, the original name of this Irish family was the O'Carrolls, but now they're known as the Carroll family. You know, I'll bet most people that listen to this message prior to listening to this discussion about the book, The Ark and the Dove, I'll bet you'd never even heard of the Carroll family. They tried to keep it under wraps early in the game because they didn't want this family exposed as to who they really are, which were Jesuits. They didn't want to show the huge Jesuitical influence over George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams. They didn't want to show this, but now it's come out, hasn't it? So today we're talking about John Carroll during the period of the signing of the Declaration of Independence to the session of the first Congress of the United States. Father John Carroll, now he was an archbishop of Rock Creek, Maryland, was a leading exponent of religious liberty. I wonder why. You have to ask yourself the question, okay, who profited the most from the Declaration of Independence? Who profited the most? Okay, and it's the Roman Catholic Church. And so we get a quote from Dr. Gilday of the Life and Times of John Carroll that says, quote, "No American living caught so quickly and indelibly the spirit that created the new republic." Well, now you're going to tell me that Jesuit trained attorneys and this archbishop did not have a lot of influence over our founding fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin. Yeah. Well, it says here that as a result of John Carroll's scholarly research, the Roman Catholic Church has been given a place of prominence in early history of the nation. Okay. John Carroll and his cousin Charles Carroll went to France to begin their studies at the College of St. Omar. It was to be a course of preparation for them to become members of leadership and vision, each in his own chosen field. Okay. It was accepted as the best school for the sons of the English Catholics. It was also the house of study for the Jesuits who were to be sent to the English and American missionaries. The Jesuits considered the United States a mission field to proselyte all these people. It was Counter-Reformation, just like Loyola and the Society of Jesus intended. Well, this Jesuit college had a big influence. This St. Omar's had a big influence on the mission field in the United States. And by the way, this was as early as in the 1600s and then, of course, in the 1700s. John Carroll entered the Jesuit noviate at Wotton after, I don't know how to pronounce that, after completing his novitiat, he pursued his course of philosophy at Liege and then returned to St. Omar's to teach the classics. Okay. Well, they tried in France to suppress the Jesuits. They saw what they were up to. And, you know, when Father Carroll saw that the French were trying to suppress this Jesuitism, he wrote to his brother Daniel in Maryland that he was not, perhaps never would be recovered from the blow of, he said, this dreadful intelligence. Okay. He says the greatest blessing he could receive from God would be immediate death. That's what happens when you're mind controlled by false teachers. You're ready to throw in the towel. We have our foundation on Christ alone, not on false teaching of Jesuitism and Roman Catholicism and the imminence of a pope and all of that. We trust in Christ alone. He is the only mediator. Here we have record that John Carroll was ready to, he was looking at, for death, okay? So anyway, John decided to return to Maryland where he would have the comfort not only of being with his relatives, but of being out of the further reach of the pushback from France against the Jesuits. Well, anyway, this was a momentous decision. In the meantime, he received an invitation from Lord Arundel, descendant of the Lord Baltimore's friend, to make his home in Wardour Castle, and to act as a chaplain to the family and to the Catholics in the neighborhood. But the news that he had received from America led him to decline the offer. The life of a private chaplain in England offered no inducement to him. There was an impending struggle between the American colonists and the mother country. So, if he had decided to not return to America and had remained in England, it would have been better off for America, that's for sure. Well, anyway, Father Carroll began to press for the same thing that Charles Carroll and his brother Daniel Carroll began to press for. He was a very good Catholic. And John Carroll never questioned the supremacy of the Pope. Okay, and so he met with very frequently with Catholic clergy and Jesuits to plot against the Protestants of the United States. And the Pope confirmed John, in other words, because John Carroll was such a good Catholic and never questioned the pontiff's superiority and his supremacy, of course he was in the good stead. He did try to push for supremacy of their own organization in the United States, you know. And anyway, he was originally appointed the prefect apostolic. And so this appointment to John Carroll really solidified his power over the clergy in the United States. And so this is he kept away from New England to show a spirit of hospitality to the Catholics. And Carroll found as a result of these visits that there were more Catholics in the United States than he had realized, and they were in need of a bishop. And so this is what brought about the promotion of John Carroll. Charles and John Carroll were sent on a Canadian mission. Several times John Carroll found it necessary to remind the nation's statesmen that Catholics, as well as Protestants, had shed their blood on the battlegrounds of the Revolution. They tried to get as much leverage out of that as they could. All the writings of John Carroll stress two cardinal principles, liberty and equality. And that's what they want to teach, but they are the most, their history proves that they are the least tolerant and believe in liberty more than any other body on the face of the earth. So Carroll was chosen by the freedom of election granted to the American clergy as a bishop of the church in the United States. And by the way, the choice of John Carroll, now I hope that you all are listening, the choice of John Carroll as bishop of the Catholic Church had the approval of both Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, and was met with great welcome by George Washington. Gave his approval of it. George Washington. You tell me George Washington wasn't a Roman Catholic? Well, anyway. George Washington was, and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin gave their approval of John Carroll being appointed as the bishop of the church in the United States. I'm going to stop there for now. We've covered John Carroll. The next time, we're going to cover James Wilson and Daniel Carroll. Hope you all have a good afternoon, and don't forget the books that I mentioned earlier. There are two books, The Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy. Go to lulu.com. In fact, these are available at amazon.com and other sites. Just put in The Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy, Walter Stickel, and you can order these books. And then also don't forget to go to granddesignexposed.com, which has a wealth of valuable information on that website, and you can go down to the buttons on the left-hand side. If you scroll down and over at the side, there's a whole section on the Ark and the Dove in there. God bless.